The most important customer is our staff. We want to make sure that they're happy every day when they come in here, that they don't have to think about, are the lights going to go on, or it's going to be too cold or too hot in my office, that we try to make sure that the place is comfortable for them. It's inviting, that they definitely want to be here. That's with the free food and the ability to go to the gym when they want to go to the gym, that they have a great experience, because we want to make sure that they're doing their job, because they're the ones that are making the money for the company.
This is Facility Rockstars, the podcast that celebrates the unsung heroes of our daily lives, facility professionals. I'm your host, Jay Culbert. Join me as we honor these great leaders, sharing stories, insights, and expertise that empower us all to learn and grow together. Facility Rockstars is sponsored by Colutus, operating the way you operate in order to make your life easier. Welcome back to Facility Rockstars. I'm excited to introduce today's guest. He's a seasoned professional with almost three decades of experience. He maintains and establishes the standards and specifications for critical facility infrastructure. He also stays ahead of the curve to address any shortcomings in that infrastructure. He's an all-around great guy. Please welcome Mike Zicello, Manager of Facilities Engineering at MathWorks. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. I want to ask you one question because of all your experience, Mike. What has been, and it's probably more than one, it's probably more than 10, but what's your biggest lesson learned through the years as a facility manager, facility leader?
First thing is when I came on board as MathWorks facility manager, in my past, I was a construction superintendent. And when you're in that position, you're responsible for everything. And you have to make sure you're checking in with everybody constantly to make sure everybody's doing their job. And I think initially, I probably managed people at a very high end, I guess, kind of like a helicopter facility manager. And I think I realized that that's not the right approach. And I definitely hired some really great guys. So I think the key is hiring the right staff. If you have good people around you that you can count on and trust, you're all set.
I love the word trust, because if that's not there, it's hard to make anything work, I believe.
Right. I think if you knowing that without good people, you can't do your job. And I'm surrounded by really a great group of technicians that support the business and our campus and our staff. And that's really kind of key.
Agreed. Absolutely. The extended team. I'm sure the audience would like to hear, what are some best practices that you and MathWorks team have put together to really ensure that you have the best people around you?
Well, I think it's our hiring practice. Is a long process. Typically, we look for candidates. We, as facility managers, we are the ones that kind of go out first to try to find the right staff to bring on board. And we usually typically do phone screens with the individuals to kind of get an idea of, their background, their knowledge and experience to see if they're the right candidate to bring in. That's the first thing that we typically do, or I do. Then we have them come in for an interview. We usually tell candidates it's probably going to take the whole day, because you're going to meet a whole gambit of people, from facility managers to facility technicians to HR people. And that is a long process. And typically what we do is have a few of the technicians, based upon whatever that principle is, if it's electrical or mechanical, meet with the potential candidate. And then, if there's time, things are going well, we usually have that candidate join us for lunch and meet the rest of the team, which is really great. Put them in that kind of dynamic to see how they interact with the team, and the team interacts with that person, to kind of get a little background about them and makes them see, what a great group that we have here, the culture, the kind of people that we'd be working with So hopefully that they would like to come on board and be part of our team.
Love the idea of having lunch together.
Yes, that's definitely a big thing, because our lunch here is free. Breakfast and lunch is free here at MathWorks, and we have a wide variety of food selections.
That's a very nice benefit.
It
is. I'm sure nobody complains about that.
Nope, not too many complaints.
You just said a couple of key things I want to come back to, Mike. You said there, after the phone screen, when they come in, you tell them to be prepared, potential candidates to be prepared for a full day affair. Is that accurate?
Yes.
That's a big commitment. My question is, do you find that people back out or lean in, or what combination? Because that's a big commitment right there. That's a good indicator, I would think.
Being here for several years, I've never seen anybody back out. And, you know, we let them know ahead of time, you know, and we definitely try to accommodate what they can do to come in. But, you know, we do let them know that it is a long process and you're going to be there for most of the day. And most of the candidates don't have any issue with that. And actually, I think that they are well informed when they come in of, you know, what our expectations are. And we basically find out a lot about the candidate, of what they, you know, have to offer MathWorks and the team. So it's actually never had an issue.
That's fantastic. And I like that they must get exposure to, well, I think you said they get exposure to several different departments, and they must feel a feeling of inclusiveness right away.
Yes, I think so. And what's good about it is, you know, after we, you know, interview, we kind of get together as a group and talk about, you know, the potential candidate and things that they have to offer. So, you know, it definitely is a group discussion and decision, and, you know, how we proceed with hiring the right people to work for our team.
A great system. Great system. If I recall correctly, I think when we talked, I don't know when it was, Mike, but you mentioned something about a buddy system once a candidate actually comes on board. Is that accurate?
That's correct. So we leave no man hanging alone. So when somebody comes on board, we pick a buddy. Usually it may not be somebody in the same principal. So if we hire, say, an electrician, we may have like a plumber be his buddy, or the carpenter be his buddy. So that way there on day one, they'll sit down with them and kind of like be with them for the day and, you know, walk them through different things, because obviously it's a big campus, there's several buildings, and kind of get to know the lay of the land. But they also help them with a lot of the computer software applications that we have, you know, with Insight Page and the different software that we use. We have our, you know, CMMS system for help tickets and how to use that. So they stay with them for the day. There's like a learning sheet that they have to do of certain things that they need to be able to locate and find throughout our computer software systems. So it kind of gets them settled in, and that buddy's with them for, you know, the duration of, you know, they're here. They actually, usually most of these guys become really good friends. But they definitely help them. So they're a resource. So if they have any question, they can reach out to them for help.
That's fantastic. And that buddy is not their supervisor or manager, right?
It's just one of the other workers. You know, sometimes it can be. I mean, when I first started here, it was somebody in the IT department, one of the you know, leads in the IT department that was my buddy. So it just depends. It depends on the group, but we'd like to kind of keep it with the technicians, helping out other technicians, because they can kind of relate, because they started, you know, some of the guys, you know, been here for a few years, some have been here for several years, and they can actually guide them and help them out quickly to get accustomed to all the things that they need to know and to do to be successful.
Outstanding. Is there any reason you would pair, say, like I think you said, a plumber with an electrician, or not the same discipline, or does it just happen to fall that way?
I think the last time I did it, the person that was the buddy was probably here for a few years. So he was one of the newest guys, and I thought it'd be good to kind of pair up that individual with one of the new electricians that we hired, just to kind of, it's good to say, or I should say, it's good to have somebody who's been through the process, because they can, you know, really relate and help them out and give them good sound advice. You know, if they've been in a certain situation or had any question, and if, you know, if they can't answer it, they can always come to me and I can help them out.
That's great. I really like the idea of a buddy system. I think that's fantastic. Like, I'm just thinking, you know, anything from the phone system to the, well, CMMS or whatever it might be, you can ask that person that question and get a quick answer, right?
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. These are like some of the successes are like, what would you consider, if you wanted to share any of that, of course, you know, your biggest challenges today, Mike?
Challenges, you know, continuing to, you know, hire good people. You know, we're in the process of looking right now for an HVAC technician. You know, we've got somebody that's retiring and we're looking to, you know, backfill that position. And, you know, it's hard to find, you know, talented, you know, people out there that have the knowledge and experience that we're looking for that want to come in-house and, you know, work in this type of environment. So hiring, you know, good tradespeople right now is hard. I guess I'm assuming that's for everybody that I've talked to, that they're all looking for good qualified people that are, you know, willing and wanting to move in-house versus working out as a contractor.
Hmm. Well, there's that. Yes. And it is difficult. I've heard that from so many people and here at our company too, to really find good, talented individuals.
Right.
You at MathWorks have a very unique offering, I feel. I think there's a lot around culture. I think you're very systems driven from my experience. Is there anything that you would put in place to find the best people or what do you, or how do you go about doing that?
You know, obviously LinkedIn is one of the key things that we use. You know, we talked about putting a flyer old school and just kind of some of the Peterson School and some of these other places, you know, so that people can, you know, look at the flyer and if they're interested in giving our HR department a call, you know, because those are where, you know, some of the people are, you know, you may find people there or they may know of somebody that may be interested, but, you know, the day of the newspaper is kind of gone by the wayside. You know, it's really kind of LinkedIn is really the key, and also word of mouth, talking to people. You know, if they know anybody that's looking to, you know, get out of the daily grind of going from job to job and coming in house and working in one place.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, I think it's always a combination of several different efforts, and you know, the Peterson School is a, in my humble opinion, a good idea as well. When I said I believe MathWorks has a unique offering, I just wanted to jump back to that too, because I think when we were talking at some point, you promote like support a healthy body and mind for your employees through lunches and gym memberships, or not even memberships, right?
So yeah, obviously, you know, food is a big thing for the culture here at MathWorks. And, you know, when I come in the morning, you know, grab something and, you know, the guys are already at the table sitting down, having breakfast together and kind of talking. So that camaraderie is really huge, that team, and sit down, have a cup of coffee with them. And we talk about what's going on. And then, you know, we may talk about some work things, but most of it is just kind of just catching up maybe on the game from the night before and, you know, what's going on in their lives. But that's one aspect is that, which is really huge. These guys don't have to think about going out to lunch or bringing lunch, that every day there's food provided for them. You know, as much coffee as they want, depending if, you know, you want coffee. But the other part is also, you know, healthy mind, healthy body is, you know, we have a state-of-the-art gym here and, you know, the guys use that. I use that. You know, they may go just before lunch and go work out for a half an hour or so. And we kind of encourage that for them to kind of, you know, break away and, you know, work out. And some of them go together and do that, which is great, you know, teamwork. And it's a very positive thing. Kind of get away from the work for a little bit, but then they get right back into it right afterwards.
And that gym is gorgeous. I would say it rivals any membership gym in the area.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Definitely. It's a great perk to have, and everybody can use it, you know, our guys and all of the staff. And it's open, 24 hours a day if anybody wants to go in there to work out.
Very nice. Yep. It's funny, we hadn't talked about this probably in a few years, Mike, but I'm just remembering now that like the different benefits you guys have in the ping pong table and the ping pong room and the abuse the walls take in that room because of the aggressive gameplay that happens there.
Yes, ping pong Olympics. Yes. yep, there are a lot of dents in the wall in that room. We just did a refresh, painted the walls and adjusted the ceiling panels and stuff because, it does get a little bit of abuse to the game room. It's kind of small. It's a couple of ping pong tables and an arcade game. But we also have outside our sports court where we have some table tennis and we have a putting green and we have horseshoes. So sometimes we'll go out there, in the summer and, for a little bit at the end of the day and throw some horseshoes. But it's that, time away from the daily grind to kind of get out there and just socialize as a team, which really, I think, makes it unique here.
Yeah. And if I may, I'd say unique and what a great culture. Very, very unique. Very unique. Very inclusive. When you were talking about state-of-the-art gym and et cetera, the other areas, it brings my mind towards the, I think it's maybe your VP or your own CEO that holds a 5-star, correct me if I'm wrong, 5-star hotel standard for your properties or expects that standard in your properties. That's something I've witnessed throughout the years.
Yep. She does. And as you've come in here, you can see like all the walls are white. White terrazzo floor or white ceramic floor. So it's hard to hide any blemishes or dirt when everything is white. So it could, it's beautiful, but, it's definitely a lot of maintenance that needs to be done to keep it at that high standard. We take pride in that. Obviously, we have a great guy that manages that for us. And, obviously he brings a lot of our finished vendors in, like Colutus to, do painting refresh. Usually on a quarterly basis, we come up with a bunch of work that we want to do in customer facing areas. And then other areas as well that we want to do a refresh, so that we can kind of live up that expectation of that like 5-star hotel.
I'll never forget the first time I walked in to the Apple Hill campus lobby. What was it? Six years ago. And I think the words were wow. Like the one word was wow. This is amazing because you walk in and you've got this multi-level high ceiling. Like you said, everything's white, gorgeous, clean. It was hard to find an imperfection. That's impressive. I was wowed, Mike.
Well, I do find some imperfections and then put them in help tickets in the system. I see them, but it's great that you didn't see them. But we definitely try to make sure that we do take care of everything quickly. So we can live up to that standard.
Something that speaks to how I'm going to call your organization a people first organization is if I remember your words, your most important customer is your staff. Did you say that?
That's right. The most important customer is our staff. We want to make sure that they're happy every day when they come in here. That they don't have to think about, are the lights going to go on or it's going to be too cold or too hot in my office, that we try to make sure that the place is comfortable for them. It's inviting, that they definitely want to be here, with the free food and the ability to go to the gym when they want to go to the gym, that they have a great experience, because we want to make sure that, they're doing their job because, they're the ones that are making the money for the company. We're spending money, unfortunately, to keep them happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a good friend who is there, as we've discussed, and I know he's very happy. So, yeah, it's a fantastic environment, a good attitude towards your internal customer, really.
I think a part of that is the culture of my team. They work together as a team. They help each other out. The electrician may help out the plumber. The carpenter may help out the plumber and vice versa. And what's great is, you've got these guys that are diverse, that if somebody's not there that day, they can pick up the pieces and just kind of fill in that aspect, that everybody helps everybody else out. They do work in their principal area, but they are all versed in other areas and they all help each other out as a team. Especially if we do projects, we all work together so that we're successful.
Very well rounded. Though it sounds like it's very well rounded, right? Yeah. So there's, yeah. I don't know if it's redundancy, but it's definitely a good complementary way to be.
It is definitely a little bit of redundancy just to make sure, you know, because, you know, we don't have a lot of guys here at this campus to maintain it. We have six guys. You know, we have two electricians, two HVAC techs, one carpenter, and one plumber. So it's great that they work together as a team to help each other out, you know, so that we can make sure that we're making sure that our staff are happy.
Of course. I don't know if how much or how little you might want to talk about QBRs and your vendor programs, but I will say this, Mike, it's been, again, to use the word unique and good experience with you and Dave and Brian and Gary and Craig and the whole team and everyone we meet with and work with, because you have a very good program built. And it was so unique. When I say QBR, it was so unique that we said, well, let's adopt that in our business, because it was a deep dive into how's the relationship going? How's the, you know, let me ask you, I don't want to speak to it. It's your program.
So yeah, the you know, quarterly business review, we call it quarterly, but you know, typically we've been meeting with certain vendors, maybe, you know, once or twice a year, to bring them in. I think, like you said, I mean, we talk about what's going well, what needs to be improved upon. I know that most of the vendors that we met with really liked the QBR. Like you said, you've adopted it. It really kind of brings some insight from what's going actually on in the field back to the office, to upper management, so that they know, you know, how their company is performing, you know, because companies want to make sure they retain that business. And the best way to do that is to have, you know, open dialogue, have a conversation about it, you know, what's going well, what needs to be improved upon. And when we look at that and we go through that QBR process, we ask the vendor, how are we doing? How's MathWorks doing? What are we doing well? What do we need to improve on? You know, what are we asking you to do that's not the norm that you typically do for other customers? Because, you know, we do ask for a lot of things a certain way. And some vendors say, we don't do it like that for anybody else except for you. So sometimes we have to reflect and look at, well, maybe we shouldn't do it that way. Maybe we need to change.
That's a great mindset. I think that was the most different thing that we felt when we went through our first QBR with you and your team. It was, at first it didn't feel good, right? Because we weren't used to it. We weren't used to actually getting good, really, not that we don't get it, but in a structured manner like that, here's what you're doing well, here's what you could choose to work on. And then we could actually take that clay and go work with it, right? And the fact that MathWorks is open to what you just said, really looking at yourselves too, it's a really good 360, I'll call it.
It is. And I think some people, when they say we've got to go in for quarterly business review, think it's something bad, and it's not. You know, it's more of, hey, let's just check in. And sometimes people don't really know all of the players on either side, either the vendor or MathWorks. Like you said, you know Brian, my counterpart, the other facility manager over at Lakeside, and Craig Lazard, who manages both campuses. So it's great for us to meet your team to meet us, so we could talk about expectations and, you know, what we're looking for from the vendor and, you know, what the vendor's looking for from, you know, the customer. It works out really well. And what we try to talk about is and instill is about a partnership with our vendors, you know, because they are an extension of our team. We can only do so much with six individuals in the facilities department. So we heavily rely on great vendors, you know, like your company and other companies out there to help support our business.
I know our guys appreciate that too, because they truly feel that, Mike, you know that. But I want to jump back quickly on the QBR. You said you represent a lot of different, you bring the whole team in so you can meet everyone. I love that you brought finance in too. Like, what's going on in the back of the house here? How can all of that be fine-tuned? And we're able to take that back to our finance team and make adjustments. that it wasn't just the, you know, just the work being performed necessarily. It was, well, how can this whole thing work together?
So I think when we bring finance in, it's just so that they're aware of, you know, the vendors we're working with, the amount of money that we're spending, to obviously, you know, have this facility stay at that 5-star level. And, you know, we talk to them about, the vendors about, you know, what new technology that you have, you know, what's new out in the market, what about pricing, you know, have you seen any changes? And I know in the past few years, I think it was a big change in the market where labor rates went up substantially. And this is the kind of information that finance wants to find out. We look at the, you know, the contracts, you know, what we're spending year over year, you know, depending on if it's a multiple year contract, what we're spending on repairs. You know, sometimes, you know, your business is probably not a lot of repairs. You're coming out to do work, but we have a lot of other vendors that we work with that we have preventive maintenance programs in place. But then out of that, we have a lot of repair work. And we look at, you know, those repairs and how much they cost. And is the preventive maintenance that we're doing enough? Do we need to do more? Are we doing too much? So they look at those financials, you know, with the vendor and kind of show them it's not that, you know, you're getting your preventive maintenance dollars, but you're also getting all this other project money or repair money as well. So look at it as a big picture. Mm. And it's great that we bring them on board and they talk about that stuff and certificates of insurance, make sure that people have the right insurance and terms and conditions and all that stuff.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it was a good experience to see, because we're able to see your internal discussion with them too while we're just kind of present for the meeting, right? And it was fantastic.
And it's open discussion. It's great for anybody to ask questions. You know, either we ask questions or you guys get to ask questions as well. And it's a very kind of low key kind of meeting.
So it is. I'm sorry. I was going to ask you a different question, Mike, but yeah, it is low key. And that back to the word unique, it was kind of like, wow, we're diving into so much stuff, but it's also very low key and it just works. It works. I was going to ask you, like, what does a crazy day at MathWorks look like for you and your team?
Crazy day. Lunch starts at 11:30, and at, you know, maybe at 11:20, the fire alarm goes off in the building where the cafeteria is, and people that are waiting in line for the gates to open can't get in. And you've got the fire department coming out, and you've got to quickly assess what the issue is. And, you know, could just be a little bit of smoke that caused the smoke detector to go off because the exhaust system wasn't working properly. And you got to quickly get the fire department to say, okay, we see what the root cause is. You're good. Let everybody back in. That's kind of a crazy day. Or, you know, you've got a urinal that's overflowing that won't stop and it's filled up the floor in the bathroom and it's starting to come out the hallway. Water is another one of those tricky things that can cause a lot of damage in a short period of time. That's kind of one of our other chaotic things. So that's kind of the craziness.
I can imagine the lunch line can get a little rowdy if that happens.
Oh yeah. They're like, they will not leave the building. We're like, you got to get out because the fire alarm's going off and they want to grab their cheeseburger and french fries and run out the door with it. And it's like, we're not opening up the gate until you guys leave.
I mean, Mike, this is great. There's so much here that you've shared. Like we've learned, obviously I've been learning from you throughout the years, but like we learned a lot in the past, whatever it's been 35 minutes here. I think, you know, I know I'd like to, and I'm sure the audience would like to learn a little bit more about you too. However, you may want to share that. I do recall a story of, well, I'll let you go ahead, but how you get into the whole facilities and trades world to begin with.
Probably when I was young. I mean, my dad, used to do painting and wallpapering on the weekends, and he used to bring me along and, you know, he taught me how to paint and hang wallpaper the old-fashioned way with a 12-inch paintbrush and, you know, clean up the tools, make sure you cleaned your tools afterwards and put everything away. You know, work hard, good work ethic. My father retired at about 80. He finally retired.
For him.
Yeah, exactly. He's always wanted to work. I guess it's kind of part of our trait, I guess, to work a lot. I always liked building things. I started a small wallpaper painting company after I graduated high school. I did that for a while, but then I was like, I don't know if I want to do this for the rest of my life. And then I went to Wentworth, obviously in Boston, and
great school.
Mm-hmm. Got a really great education there, met a lot of great people. From there I went on to a small construction company, as a project manager. Then I went to another company, you probably heard of them, J. Kellen and Associates out of Quincy.
A few times. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was with, J. Kellen for 17 years. I started off as a project manager and then morphed into doing project management and superintendent work. And I really liked the superintendent side of it. And, did that for about 15 years. And then from there, I had done a lot of work here at MathWorks, probably starting maybe like 2004. Got to know a lot of the people here. And then the last project I did, they were looking for a facility manager and decided to throw my hat in the ring. And it worked out well for me. And I've been here for almost 10 years now. So that's kind of a little history of like, you know, where it started and kind of where I ended up.
I love the paper hanger start.
I still have my wallpaper. Yeah, I still have my wallpaper table, all the brushes and the rollers and everything. I keep threatening to pull it out and maybe use some wallpapering in the house.
To change up the look a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. I want to thank you too, Mike, because you kind of brought us along too. Of course, you worked with Dan here in our company when you were with J. Kellen, and you know,
right.
that relationship followed to here we are today, right? So thank you for that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You try to keep those relationships with people that you enjoyed working with and trusted, and Dan was great. You know, I think one of the first projects I did with you, I think it was TripAdvisor, their first location, with Dan. Yeah. And here we are. You know, we were looking for a painting company to bring in and talk to Dan. And, you know, we ended up getting a great field guy out here. We got Tim out here. You know,
Tim's
was awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
And you have a lot of great guys. So it worked out really well. You know, networking, I think, is really key to bringing great vendors on board.
Well, thank you, because I think that ties back to what you were saying earlier about whether it's vendors or employees. It's like, you know, how do you know, word of mouth? I think that's what you said earlier,
yep.
Mike, right? And that's kind of what happened here with us and could happen with so many others. So, yeah, our guys feel the same way. They love being there. Like, can you send us back to MathWorks?
So, you know, they're there with us, and, you know, we see them for breakfast. We see them at lunch. I know some of the vendors that are here a lot. They're really, you know, you guys are an extension of our team, and, you know, they actually eat lunch with the guys, and, you know, they work hand in hand together. So, you know, we can't do it without our partners.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you. And if people want to get in touch with you, you know, you've given us so much information. Maybe somebody wants to somehow get in touch with you. How could they do that if they wanted to learn more about, you know, your world and your wisdom?
You know, best ways, I'm on LinkedIn. That's probably the best way. I mean, the other thing I am, belong to IFMA Boston.
Mm-hmm.
It's another great organization, to obviously network and meet other people and other vendors, but the best way is definitely through LinkedIn. I'll definitely reach out.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for investing your time, and I always enjoy our conversations, and thank you for doing it in this manner with us today.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Take care, man. Talk to you very soon.
All right. Thanks, Jay. You too.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
It's a wrap. Another episode of Facility Rockstars is in the books. Facility Rockstars is sponsored by Colutus, operating the way you operate in order to make your life easier. Until next time, facilitate and rock on. Rock on.